And those stiff hairs on a hog's back, they're the
bristles.
And you know, some of them have these long
tusk.
You would say you would feed a hog out of what? What would you pour the feed in?
Trough.
Trough. Have you ever heard of a hog going up wild?
Yeah.
Any particular name for it?
Razorbacks, that's just
that. Is that right?
Eastern Tennessee, Blacksburg, and stuff.
Are those aggressive animals?
It's supposed to be. Yeah. Due to the wilds. They're really truly a tame hog. They were originally tame hogs through the generations.
How would you describe the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? I say, listen to that calf.
Oh, we say bawl. Bawl?
Well, what about, how would you describe the noise made by a cow, let's say, when it's being fed or when it wants to be milked?
Lowing.
So the cow is lowing? What about that noise made by a horse?
Neigh.
You ever heard people say whinny or knicker?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Those, not names, but I heard those terms.
Well, what's the general term that you use for animals like horses and mules and cows? You say you've got
livestock.
Like livestock. But what about the general term for animals like ducks and geese and turkeys?
Fowl.
Got a lot of fowl. Is there anything that you call a hen that's sitting on a nest trying to hatch out something?
Setting
hen. And what about the place where the chickens stay on the farm?
It'd be a chicken house.
Chicken house. Or what about if it was just fenced in?
Chicken pen.
Chicken
yard either.
What is it? Is that the same as a chicken coop?
Cooked there enclosed.
Enclosed.
Ten, they can run it large.
That's it. Yes, it's stretching it out.
Yeah, cat. Some cat. Poor kitty.
Keep it at the house?
Yeah. Now, he'll come in the house and stay here in the day to eat. He's gone again. I can't recall when he spent a night in the house. He'll stay in during the day till he eats. And he'll sleep, and he's ready to go.
You ever had any trouble with him falling furniture?
No. It's been a pretty good old cat. He also has a cord mouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what he does, he's not worth too much to us. Come around and visit. Go sleep.
We're talking about chicken. When you fry chicken, let's say we're doing, there's usually one piece that children like to get so they can pull it apart. Yeah, you know, it has two different
things. Yeah, I know it's triangular. What is it? Breast bone, bucky bone, wishbone.
Wishbone?
Yes.
Do you know what the idea behind that is? Pulling
it? No, I don't. I never heard the story of that.
Have you ever heard any general term that would apply to the inside edible parts of the hog, like the lights and the heart?
Intestines. Chitlings. Chitlings. Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call, refer to haslet, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
As part of the hog?
That's an anatomy of the hog. It's part of the body.
Just part of which haslet. Part in particular?
I don't know what part it is, but the old Southern Negroes, they used to take that and they'd render it out and make medicines. Probably. Very strong medicine. They use pneumonia and various diseases.